and I was always confident in my ability. To say that, you know, I would be at this point after my rookie, you know, my first year would, you know, kind of be, I wouldn't imagine it. You know, I wouldn't imagine the production that I'd have thus far. However, like I said, I was confident in my abilities, and I knew that once I got to understand the system and was able to play, you know, at 100% of health, I knew I was, you know, capable of making plays, and that's what I was able to do. And, you know, fortunately, our team benefited from that, and you know, we were able to get a few, you know, invites to the Pro Bowl. So, you know, I'm very fortunate for that, very fortunate for the system that I'm in and the players and the coaches that are around me, and I think that's what, you know, made it such a seamless transition.
Clay, Andy Kent from MiamiDolphins.com. How much insight have you gotten from your dad and your uncle on what to expect during this Pro Bowl week?
You know, they haven't given me too much insight. In fact, you know, my dad was just, he was talking to me this morning about heading out there and, you know, how it's just going to be a good time and, you know, this and that. But for the most part, it's just, you know, it's just a culmination of, you know, individuals, you know, year and their best and just, you know, having a great time out there and enjoying the activities and the festivities.
Were you hoping, I mean, obviously this year it's in Miami, your dad and your uncle got to go to Hawaii. Did they give you any ribbing about that?
Yeah, he has a little bit. In fact, I think that's why he's not traveling down to Miami this time. If it was Hawaii, I'm sure he'd be, you know, he'd already have a ticket out there. But, you know, they're very happy for me. And, you know, obviously Hawaii's a little different. But at the same time, we're here for one reason. And, you know, it's to, you know, play this game and be honored. And, you know, I'm very thankful for the opportunity.
You were a strong candidate for Defensive Rookie of the Year. Were you any disappointment that you lost it to your former teammate? I know you kept up with him all year.
Of course I'm disappointed. You know, I think anytime you know, you lose an award, you're disappointed, or at least, you know, that's it with me. But, you know, I couldn't be happier with him. He's played an outstanding year, and I'm so, you know, fortunate it went to, you know, an ex-teammate of mine. So I'm real happy for him. He has an outstanding number, so there's no doubt about it. He should have been the winner. But, hey, you know, like I told him, the slate's wide clean next year, and we can start all over again. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, and I got to see him out here in Los Angeles and hopefully down in Miami.
What's the biggest part of your game now that you've been in the league a year, the biggest part of your game you think you need to improve? Obviously, there's not a ton. You can go into the Pro Bowl as a rookie.
If anything, I would say it's translating what I watch in the film room onto the football field. You know, so often you're able to watch you know, what's on film and kind of get tendencies, but then you have to kind of, you know, replay it over and over in your mind. So that way, when you see them line up in a, you know, when you see the offense line up in a formation or have a certain motion or, you know, an audible, you know what's coming. And you know, I thought for the most part I did all right, but I think experience and you know, playing will you know, allow you to have that. So obviously I want to improve every aspect of my game, but I'd say that's the most important.
Clay, are you in Miami yet?
I'm not in Miami. I leave tomorrow.
Okay.
Clay, was any sort of emotional impact of you're going to be down here in Miami, you know, and then the following week the Super Bowl is going to be played here, and obviously you guys were in the playoffs, and that was your ultimate goal. Any thoughts about playing in the same stadium where the big game is going to be getting played?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. You know, every last Saturday and Sunday, just watching the games and, you know, watching what these teams are able to accomplish and, you know, realizing that you're not in that ability to make plays like these guys are doing. And, you know, it's tough, but I think it gives us something to, you know, really some fodder for next year as far as, you know, trying to, you know, win every game and trying to just get in a position in which these two teams are going into the Super Bowl. And, you know, I know for me personally, just watching these guys play, it's really a, you know, it's motivation for me to kind of, you know, improve my game and help my team out and just become more of a leader to, you know, kind of get in a position in which these two teams are this year.
You guys have played so well in defense all year. How surprising was it to do what you did against Arizona and have them score so many points on you?
I'm sorry. It was very surprising. Do you want to hold on one second? It was very surprising. Just, you know, we have such a great defense and we take pride in that. And, you know, unfortunately, Kurt just kind of had our number that game. And, you know, he did an outstanding job. All the credit goes out to them and their team. But, you know, I think that just shows, you know, we still got some things to improve on. And I know we're a first-year defense, you know, a first-year coach. And, you know, a lot of players transition to this 3-4. But, You know, I think it's just, you know, it gets just like losing. It gives us something to look forward to next year and come back and kind of improve upon it. And we're looking forward to the challenge. I know I am.
Hey, Clay, Julie Beeler out here in Palm Springs, California. Can you talk a little bit about what it means to you making the Pro Bowl as a rookie, coming from the lineage of great football players that you've come from?
It means a great deal, and you know, I'm very happy, fortunate, and blessed to have made it in my rookie season. And my dad and uncle would tell me, man, it took me, you know, 4 or 6 years to make it, and you already make it in your first year. So, you know, I definitely have big shoes to fill, but I'm looking forward to the opportunity, and you know, I think I'm off to a good start. But you know, it's staying on top, and that's what I look forward to doing. It's just you know, keeping it up and you know, trying to make plays from here on out.
Clay, did you go along to Hawaii all 4 times that your dad made it?
I believe he took us once when we were real young, but I, to be quite honest, I really don't remember it.
Okay.
Clay, can you talk about some of the cultural differences coming from Southern California? Early on, you said you had to find Green Bay on a map. Can you talk about how you evolved in the city of Green Bay and some of the things you learned while out there?
You know what, I really enjoyed it. It's definitely a change of pace from Los Angeles, obviously. You know, it's a lot slower pace of living. I think that's perfect when you're in a high-paced, you know, high-intensity business. So you're able to slow down, strictly concentrate just on football. And I think that's what you know, made it such an easy transition for me, too, was just, you know, having a city that rallies around you and respects football so greatly. And, you know, there's not a lot of the distractions to, you know, kind of get in your way as another big city. So, I know for me, I really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to spending my entire career in Green Bay.
How much do you want to see Aaron Cantman come back to that defense next year?
I'd love to see Aaron come back. You know, not only is he a great player on the field, but he's a great person off the field. And you know, whatever happens with him, whether he's with Green Bay or not, I know he's going to be successful. I thought he was an outstanding player, and, you know, he's an outstanding player no matter, you know, hand up or if he's in a 2-point. I think whatever team gets him will benefit, and I'm hoping that he comes back next year.
Hey, Clay, how much do you keep in touch with the USC Trojan family? And obviously with the coaching changes going on, do you have any thoughts on Lane Kiffin taking over as head coach?
Well, obviously it was a shocker when Pete decided to leave just because, you know, he's such a fixture with SC and the success in which we had. But, you know, if there's anyone that can, you know, bring us back or keep us on top, I think it's Lane. He was there when I was there, and I thought he was an outstanding coach. I think he's young, energetic. I think the whole, you know, staff that he brought back is excellent recruiting, or excellent at recruiting. And I think, you know, they're going to get the right athletes in there, and they're going to continue the success. And, you know, I think it's a nice shot in the arm. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to seeing how they're doing. And, you know, I couldn't be happier with the change.